It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This half hour, conversations with two judges in Iowa. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk about Iowa's three-year business court pilot program with District Court Judge John Tulin. But first of all, the newest judge to be sworn in to Iowa's 6th Judicial District. Judge Kevin McKeever is on the line with us. Judge McKeever, welcome and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you very much.
After taking the oath late last month, you said your goal was to, quote, make people feel like they had their day in court. Tell us what that means.
Well, what that means is that it is important for our system to be a system that is one of integrity. And in order for people to feel like they have had their day in court, it is important for them to feel that they have been listened to. So the reason why that is such an important component is that the judicial system is looked at as being one where anyone can come and have their concerns heard and have those concerns heard fairly. So you have to communicate, I think, as a judge, with the people who come in and have their cases heard in a way so that they not only feel that they've been listened to, but they actually have been listened to. And you do that by letting them share what's on their mind and by being patient and by engaging in some active listening. And so I just think that that's critically important because, as I mentioned at the outset, the integrity of our system is a very important part of our society as a whole. And so that's why I mentioned it at my swearing in. It's very important that people, number one, have a fair chance in court, and number two, leave knowing that they actually did have that fair chance in court, because it's possible for one to exist without the other. Mm-hmm. And I think both need to exist in order for the judiciary to maintain its integrity.
Do you think that's an area where Iowa or the 6th District, Judicial District, can have some improvement? Is that why you made it the focus, because there is room for improvement?
No, I didn't make it the focus because I thought it either did or did not need to be improved upon. I made it the focus because it is something that is exceptionally important to me as an individual, and since I am going to be serving the community as a judge, I wanted to make sure I mentioned it before I took the bench.
Mm-hmm. Explain to us, so many will not have had any dealings with a district court. Explain the kinds of cases you'll most likely be presiding over.
District court judges hear a variety of cases. They hear a large percentage of family law cases, including divorce and custody matters. They hear criminal law cases, including both low and high-level felonies. In Iowa, there are four classes of felonies. Class A felony, those are the most serious felonies. Then there's B felonies, C felonies, and D felonies. And when I mean low-level felonies, D are the felony classifications, which are the lowest level, meaning they have the shortest periods of incarceration associated with them. So I'll be hearing criminal law cases and family law cases, some civil law cases, civil litigation, and a variety of other things.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as the biggest challenges you're facing at a local judicial level?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is in actually carrying out the promise that I made, meaning when you commit yourself to making sure that it's a fair process and everyone feels treated fairly, it's not a small undertaking. We have a lot of cases to hear, and each and every one deserves time, and each and every one deserves a careful consideration. And you add to that the fact that each and every one deserves a response that is a timely response, because people's lives sometimes will be changed by the decisions that are made at the district court level. So you have to balance all those things. You have to balance the high caseload with the desire to get decisions out quickly and the desire to carefully consider each and every case, because each and every case that comes before you deserves careful consideration. So just managing to do all that and also remain committed to the things that I'm committed outside of my job, which are my family and my friends.
Prior to this position, you were Assistant Muscatine County Attorney. I wonder, when you change perspectives like this from an attorney to sitting on in the judge's bench, do you come with ideas about, well, I've experienced it as an attorney, now I'm going to be as a judge and I'm going to change it in certain ways?
It's kind of interesting because as an attorney, you have all these ideas about what you are going to do if you become a judge, and you're thinking, well, if I'm in that situation, I'll turn left instead of right and that kind of thing. But I can tell you that it's really interesting because having had a chance to sit through a few hearings as a judge now, it's not as easy as it looks from the other side. You know, it's kind of like you're a star football player and you're looking at people playing in the Super Bowl and you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to get there, and if I'm in that situation, I'm going to do X instead of Y. Well, sometimes it's easier said than done. But I will tell you that the things that I have decided to commit myself to are being fair, being patient, and being diligent and working hard. And I think most of the judges that I've appeared in front of exhibit all those characteristics. So it's not necessarily a question of doing it better than you've seen it done before. But I think it's a question of doing the very best job that you're capable of doing. And so that's my plan.
Judge McKeever, you are the first African-American judge to sit on the 6th District, Judicial District of Iowa. How much is that on your mind?
You know, it's interesting because I've been asked that question many times, and I have had a chance to reflect on that a little bit. I know that that is something that is probably on the minds of a lot of people, but honestly, what consumes most of my thoughts at this moment and really in the foreseeable future is being the very best judge that I can be. It's important to me as an individual. I care very much about the society in which I live. I see this as an opportunity to be a servant to that society, and I intend to work hard and work diligently to ensure that I successfully carry out that duty to society. So that's really what has occupied my thoughts more than anything else.
Perhaps I can ask it this way. Why do you feel it's important to have a diverse judiciary?
Well, I think that, that's a very interesting question because, of course, the word diverse can mean a lot of things. I assume within this context you are speaking of racial diversity since you prefaced the question by mentioning that I was the first.
Racial or gender diversity, I guess, I would include in that too, right?
Okay. Well, I think that that is a question that society really should reflect on. As a servant of society, I think that it is important to be a servant of society, and we exist in an increasingly diverse society. I think that if you were to ask members of the public that I serve, probably 10 different people would give you 10 different answers. But I think the thing that I have noticed personally is that universally when I talk to my friends of all different races and all different backgrounds, they all seem to be genuinely happy and very enthusiastic and excited about the fact that I was selected not only because of my legal background and expertise, but also the fact that an African American was selected. And so I guess the importance of a diverse judiciary can be reflected in the members of society that weigh in on their feelings and why it's important to them that they have a diverse judiciary. Because ultimately, the judiciary serves society.
Mm-hmm. Does it result in more diverse judiciary, result in different types of rulings?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as a brand new member of the judiciary, I think it would be premature for me to comment on what a diverse judiciary actually does or doesn't do in terms of rulings. But maybe if you ask me in 2 or 3 years, I might have I might have the experience to share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about you. We have a minute or so left. Tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you start out? How did you get an interest in judicial things?
Well, I was actually going to be a psychologist originally. I majored in psychology at Northwestern University. I graduated in 1991, after which I received a commission in the United States Navy. I first became interested in a possible career in the law when I was assigned the task of being a legal officer on a ship. And a legal officer, to be clear, is not an actual legal position. You assist the command in matters of military justice and administration. But you also work with JAG lawyers, who are lawyers assigned by the various armed services to do a variety of legal tasks. And working with those folks, I started to become a little bit less interested in continuing my legal education in psychology and more interested in continuing it in the legal field as an attorney someday. One of my good friends at Surface Warfare School, where I taught for 2 years in Newport, Rhode Island, was going to law school at the same time he was teaching. And in talking with him and listening to various cassette tapes of arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court, I became more and more interested in the legal field. I took the LSAT, and here I am all these years later.
Well, thank you for letting us get to know you a little bit. Judge Kevin McKeever, the newest judge to be sworn into Iowa's 6th Judicial District. All the best in your new position.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, let's stay in court for these final few minutes of River to River today. Let's go to business court. The second annual report on Iowa's 3-year business court pilot program is out. It suggests that so far, the bench and the bar, very satisfied with this experiment, strongly support making a specialized business court a permanent fixture in Iowa's judicial system. Joining me now to discuss business courts in Iowa, one of the business court judges in this pilot program, District Court Judge John Tulin. He was appointed to the position in 2011. Judge Tulin, welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kiefer, and I would like to really thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell your listeners about the business specialty court. We're very excited about it and rather proud about it or proud of it. And judging from the survey results of the lawyers that have been involved, I think they're pleased as well. And I really want to thank you for giving me the chance to chat about it with you and inform your listeners.
All right, let's do that, because no doubt many of our listeners are just hearing this term business court. Explain to us, what is it?
Well, the business court is for complex business litigation. These are cases that often take years to resolve and involve protracted pretrial discovery, lengthy trials, cases that might have trials of a week to 2 or 3 or 4 weeks for complex business-related issues. The idea of creating the specialty court let me step back and say, you know, your typical district court judge spends probably 40 or 45% of their time on criminal, maybe 40 or 45% of their time on matrimonial and family law. That would be, you know, divorce, child custody, etc. With the remaining 10 or 15% handling everything else, from auto accidents to medical negligence to domestic abuse, a typical judge in his or her career won't necessarily see many complex business-related cases. So the idea was to create a specialty court with 3 judges that handle these cases statewide, if the idea being that if you have judges that have training in handling these complex business matters and handle them frequently, you will develop experience and consistency in results. It's be more efficient for the system in general, more affordable for the parties, and it frankly, encourages business to be to locate in Iowa and be confident that if they have a dispute in Iowa, that they can have a judge with some expertise and can have some confidence in a good fair outcome. You won't have a judge sort of reinventing the wheel or getting up to speed on areas of law they might not have been familiar with. That might have been a little bit of a long-winded answer, so I apologize for that.
No problem. But to follow up there, you said he may attract business. They feel they would be better served by someone who was specializing, a judge, for instance, specializing in a business court. Is Iowa then unique, or do the majority of states have these type of specialized business courts?
Iowa is somewhat unique, but not alone. We are one of a handful of states around the country that has a business court. Of course, the well-known example would be Delaware. Maybe it's not well-known to people outside the legal community, but and there's probably, I think, six or seven others around the country that has business specialty courts. Toot our horn for a little bit, Iowa is consistently ranked as one of the top five court systems nationally for fairness and impartiality of the court system, and we're very proud of that. And this effort is an effort to sort of even improve on that, if you know what I'm saying.
If we're better served by these business specialized court, why not have all specialized courts, criminal special courts, family law special courts? We have drug courts here in the state. They're experiencing, I think, some sluggish legislative funding, but they seem to work well for the same reason.
That's a good question, and in fact, some districts around the state do assign a judge, say, okay, this particular year or two, this judge will handle mostly a criminal docket, or some districts say, in this year or two, this judge will have mostly a domestic or a family law docket. Typically, that's not the way it's been handled in the past. Our district court judges are general jurisdiction judges that basically handle all matters that come before the court. It does make for well-rounded judges that have experience in many different areas of the law, but there is the downside that you don't have oftentimes, you know, somebody can't specialize in everything. So our judges, of course, are fine judges and do the best they can, but you can't specialize in everything in every aspect of the law. Mm-hmm. And this is a voluntary opt-in situation for the parties in this specialized business court that we have.
That's what I wanted to ask about. So who determines, or what determines, which cases go to this court? Both parties have to be saying, we think a business court would be good for us.
Yes, exactly. Let me give you the criteria for these business court cases. The criteria are that there has to be either in excess of $200,000 in controversy or seeking injunctive relief, plus it has to fit in one of various categories of business-related disputes. Such as breach of contract, officer, director litigation, fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, commercial bank transactions. I could go on with, you know, business torts. I could go on with a more lengthy list that might take too much time. But so if you fall within one of these categories, plaintiff and defendant, they can file a very simple form with the Supreme Court Administrator, David Boyd, and they opt in. And once they opt into this system, as long as they qualify, the case is assigned to one of three business court judges. I am one. And then that judge handles the case to conclusion, start to finish. And there's also a specially assigned settlement conference judge that at the appropriate time is assigned to conduct a settlement conference on the case.
Okay, we have less than a minute left.
Oh, sorry.
Please address just a quick question. The cost criteria there, are these specialized business courts less expensive?
Well, I think it's less expensive for the parties because, well, there really isn't any cost to the parties. They simply opt in and they're selected. I think it's less expensive for the parties because you have a judge that's devoted to the case, that gets intimately familiar with the case, and handles all aspects of the case. So I do think it results in a cost savings in terms of reduced attorney's fees for the litigants.
What about for the state?
It's really sort of a wash for the state because, in other words, I don't think there's a particular cost savings or expenditure because these complex cases would have been handled by some judge anyway. The point is, in other words, a judge needed to handle the case.
Right.
But the point is you'll have a judge that has perhaps more experience with the case. So I don't really think there's a cost expenditure to the state.
Okay. Thank you very much. We've run out of time, but we want to thank you, District Court Judge John Tulin. He's one of three business court judges in a pilot program in the state. Thank you for giving us an update and your assessment of how it's been going, Judge Tulin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kiefer. Thank you for your interest.
Coming up tomorrow on this program, we'll address two pressing problems of politics, redistricting, and also campaign finance laws. That coming up tomorrow on the program. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We always welcome your comments and questions about this program. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.